أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. My brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As you all know, for the past 2 years, we as a community have been trying to boycott the companies that support Israel with mixed success. Today, I want to briefly look at why we are boycotting, touching on the history of Palestine. Palestine has been a Muslim country for over 1,000 years. In that period, we have seen numerous invasions from the West to steal the land. The Crusades. Finally, they took Palestine with most of the Middle East at the end of the First World War with the defeat of the Ottoman state. The imperialist powers, Britain, France, they carved our land into small pieces and divided between them. Lebanon and Syria the French took, Egypt and Palestine the British took. And so, British had control over Palestine at the end of the First World War. Now, 20 years before this, a movement called Zionism had started among the Jews. Basically, Zionism believed that Jews cannot live with non-Jews. They demanded a land of their own. They considered many countries like Argentina, Cyprus, Uganda, for their exclusive Jewish state. But they realized that in order to get support of the Jewish people, it would have to be Palestine with its biblical background. But even then, most of the Jews at the time rejected the idea. The religious Jews condemned Zionism as a blasphemy against Judaism. And in fact, on November the 10th, 1975, the world condemned Zionism at the United Nations General Assembly as a form of racism and racial discrimination. It is only with the rise of anti-Semitism in Europe that Zionism gathered more support among the Jews. The Zionists realized that their plot to steal Palestine would require the support from the imperialist powers of the day. They had predicted the British takeover of Palestine before the end of the First World War. So they held secret meetings with the British government, promising to be their watchdog in the Middle East, securing British interests like the Suez Canal in return for Britain's support in the creation of a Jewish state in Palestine. A quotation from the British Prime Minister, Sir Campbell Bannerman, reveals why Britain found it imperative to support the creation of a Zionist state in the heartland of Islam. This is very important. In one quotation, it tells us why they created Israel. This is a quotation from the Prime Minister, from the British Prime Minister, Sir Campbell Bannerman, over 40 years before the creation of Israel. Here, he is talking about Muslims, not Palestinians. And I quote, "There are people who control spacious territories, teeming with manifest and hidden resources. They dominate the intersections of world routes. Their lands were the cradle of human civilizations and religions. These people have one faith, one language, one history, and the same aspirations. No natural barriers can isolate these people from one another. If perchance this nation were to be unified into one state, it would then take the fate of the world into its hands and would separate Europe from the rest of the world. taking this consideration seriously, a foreign body should be planted in the heart of this nation to prevent the convergence of its wings in such a way that it could exhaust its powers in never-ending wars. It could also serve as a springboard for the West to gain its coveted objects. This resulted in the Balfour Declaration in 1917, in which Britain promised the Zionists a national home in Palestine. We have to realize that at that time, at the end of the First World War, there were very few Jews in Palestine, just 56,000 Jews compared to 1 million Palestinians. That's less than 6% of the population in Palestine. So Lord Balfour, in a confidential letter, revealed the plot. And I quote, "In Palestine, we do not propose to even go through the formality of consulting the wishes of the president of the present inhabitants. The four powers are committed to Zionism." The four powers being Britain, America, Russia, and France. They all conspired to create Israel. Now, we come to the Second World War. After the Second World War, the British Empire was coming to an end. The US, the country least exhausted by the war, emerged as a new power in the world. So the Zionists turned to America for patronage. For the Americans, this was an attractive proposal. President Truman knew that a Zionist state completely dependent on the US for its daily survival would be devoted to US interests in the region. So in 1946, after the Zionists blew up the King David Hotel in Jerusalem, slaughtering 91 innocent people, the Palestinian issue was hurriedly passed to the United Nations. The United Nations has no legal mandate to partition a country against the wishes of its people. And yet, with the US domination on the UN, it proposed a partition plan for Palestine. It granted 55% of Palestine to the Jews, who in fact owned only 6% of the land. Even after massive US bullying, all the countries of Asia and Africa opposed the partition plan, except for three. One of them, which was the white-dominated South Africa. The United Ambassador of Haiti began to cry when he was forced to change his vote. Similarly, vulnerable Liberia, threatened with a rubber embargo, had to obey the US. This is the sort of shameful open bullying that went on that day to secure the votes for the partition of Palestine. The Palestinians obviously rejected the theft of the land, and a war broke out as the ruthless Zionist soldiers made a grab for the land, slaughtering Palestinians wherever they found them. The Palestinians were left to fight alone. They had no army and few weapons to oppose the Zionist military, who had been trained and armed by the British Army. On the 9th of April, 1948, soldiers of the Irgun, a particular fanatic Zionist terrorist group commanded by Menachem Begin, who later became the Prime Minister of Israel, entered the Palestinian village of Deir Yassin. They slaughtered 250 to 300 men, women, and children in cold blood. Their bodies were purposely mutilated to terrorize the rest of the Palestinians into fleeing their homes from fear of similar massacre. thereby achieving the Zionist aim of ethnic cleansing. Menachem Begin himself said, "Deir Yassin massacre was not only necessary, but without it, the state of Israel would not have emerged." At Haifa, Jaffa, and other cities, the Zionists terrorized the population into fleeing by broadcasting horror recordings that filled the air with shrieks and anguished moans of Muslim women and children, interrupted by a sorrowful voice that called out in Arabic, "Flee for your lives, the Jews are using poisonous gas." As the Palestinians fled Haifa, only one phrase trembled in their lips, "Deir Yassin, Deir Yassin, Deir Yassin." Those that didn't flee were slaughtered or forcefully removed. Over 400 Palestinian cities and villages were depopulated like this. Over 800,000 Palestinians were expelled from their homes. This is how the foreign body, the cancer called Israel, was planted in the heart of our Islamic nation. Brothers and sisters, what we are about to see is one woman's moving eyewitness account of Deir Yassin. It is only 17 minutes long, so please observe attentively. Thank you very much.